Hello? Hello? Adderall. Hello? Where is this?
Yeah.
Hello, may I speak with Kirk Johnson?
Oh, one second. Hello, this is Kirk Johnson, Secretary Cheryl Sterl Trig Murkowski.
Hi, Kirk. How you doing? How's your goatsy?
Well, you know. Hi, honey.
Hold on, let me put this microphone under my brustess. God, Cheryl, what a fucking nightmare. Oh, I feel like
I'm... honey, now I heard a rumor that you have, what do we call it, life? Lice?
The polite...
That's what the Asians would call it.
I don't have lice, but we did have a scare in the house, and I was checked thoroughly, and I don't have no lice.
You bought some red, I saw the picture. There was an old child in the picture as well. I enjoyed
it. Wait, that child was not supposed to be in that.
Whoops. Sometimes children do things they're not supposed to, honey.
Like prolapse.
And it feels real good.
Oh, God.
Honey.
You know, I had a nice time. I had a nice time, but the dust, Cheryl... God,
are you out of there now?
Yeah, and as soon as I left, and now I'm at the southern tip of southern Chicago.
Right.
And were they actually clean? And the difference, as soon as I, like, left, it got a lot better.
So you feel better now that you're at your friend's?
Right, well, not 100%, but a lot better. And I feel like... You know, I had these allergies all weekend, and it was like, it felt like somebody was sticking a feather up my nose, Cheryl. It was horrible. And I would sneeze like a machine gun, like a choo, choo, choo.
And your mother didn't notice it at all, and maybe a clean.
We discussed it, trust me.
And what did she say?
Okay, can I tell you the problem? Since we're already on, you know, we've already touched every taboo subject this past weekend anyway between you and Rachel. Can I tell you the problem, Rachel? Cheryl.
I'm not fat. Don't call me Rachel.
The problem is, I know. Wasn't that a great picture of her? So obese.
Has she gained the weight?
No, that was.
Is she on some kind of an antidepressant to make you gain the weight?
No, actually, she looks really. Good now, but that I just found the fattest picture ever I could on the internets.
That was real nice, but she is fatter now, so I'm happy that she's happy, apparently.
Right, so anyway, the problem is the vacuum cleaner, Cheryl. They have this 300-year-old canister vacuum, and it doesn't suck.
Well, the other thing about these vacuums these days is that they don't have those bags, and so when you empty them, all the dust goes back into the air, honey.
No, this one has a bag. The problem is it don't have no suck. And they probably... and, you know, I would prefer the one with no bag, because, you know, at least they could dump it out the window. It would go into somebody else's apartment, but they're old.
Okay. So now, what were you going to say? I'm confused. Is that what you were going to say?
What are you talking about?
You were like, well, we've pretty much touched on everything. And
yeah, the vacuum cleaner was pretty much, that was the taboo.
Wow. Taboo?
Because, Cheryl, it doesn't do anything. They've been vacuuming for years with a vacuum that doesn't suck.
So why don't you, boy them a new one for Hanukkah?
Broke. I seen a pussy.
You've seen a few in your lifetime.
I also learned this weekend that the lipes and lice are very similar in pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. What's your point?
There isn't one. Lipes, lice, lipes. It was horrible,
Cheryl.
You
do have the lice.
God, Cheryl, it was horrible. I hate having a cold. I hate not being able to sleep. I had to, ugh.
It sounds like a very nice time.
Well, yeah, it actually was, you know. I never got
right. You complained the entire time.
Huh? What do you mean?
You You complained the entire time.
That's not true. I wasn't on the internet the whole time.
Whenever you were on the internet during the day, you complained to me. If you're planning on your family listening to this, please let me know so that you can stop lying and I can stop exposing you.
Listen. First of all, you're very ugly. Hold on a second. Hello. Hi, I'm upstairs. I'm recording a show. Oh, you did? Oh, good. Thanks. I got pizza, honeyades.
What?
Can you hold on while I get my pizza, aides? Or should I call
pizza?
You back?
Pizza? Pizza for dinner? You made pizza? Okay.
I got a delivery, aides, chaps. Can I?
Wow.
Or here, do you want to just come with me?
Yes, you're fat, yes.
All right. I am obese.
Okay, great.
Oh my God, wait a second. I gotta take this whole contraption with me. I almost dropped you, which would have been fine. This is ridiculous. Oh, but thank God for Ron Pon, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have eaten anything all day today. Ron Pon sent me the granolas.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
I hate you. She didn't send me anything.
Well, she hates you, and you don't do hardly no work. That's why.
That's true. I ain't never knowing that. You know what I'm going to say to eat?
What?
A Fiber One Muffin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Black. You're going to eat a Fiber One Muffin, and I'm going to have pizza. Oh, my God, these look so good. Jesus, these are fucking awesome pizzas.
What kind?
Well, there's two basal cell carcinomas and then a squamous cell carcinoma. I'm just kidding.
What kind of disease is that?
I'm just kidding. Those were two kinds of cancer. I had a joke with you.
Honey, that's horrible.
No, there's pepperoni and sausage, and then there's
like
tomato. And no, it's from the restaurant. Some people, Pizza Babe. Pizza Babe. You know, Pizza Babe.
Whatever happened to her?
She ate herself to death and ended up being green and yellow fatty, I think. Grillo fatty. So, Cheryl, do you find me a job? I need a job.
No, you don't.
I am. I mean, I do.
You don't need a job. You need to stop complaining. That's what you need.
Well, then I wouldn't have a show. Idiot.
Oh, that's true. Very good point.
So, tell me about your weekend. Enough about me and my mishaps.
I had to use the red.
What?
The red.
Red? Red fatty?
Well, do you think Andy told me? Do you think that what's eating Gilbert Grape has a raw end? Can you imagine what the car looks like?
I will tell you something. If that fat ass was stupid enough to let them take him back to that horrible house in Tennessee, then he deserves every horrible thing that's going to happen to him in that deer-infested hovel.
True.
You know?
I mean, he couldn't pretend to be nice to his mother and move in with her and then be himself.
Right, pretend to be thin.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of hard to do, honey.
Yeah.
You're so rude. Are you eating pizza? No, they got four different pizzas.
Four different slices.
Oh, are they big or small?
Huge, Rich. Huge.
I hate you.
Why?
But I did go grocery shopping.
What did you get?
Lots of food to eat out. I went to the Target and then I bought the Fiber One muffins.
Remember when Wanda was in? Oh, I thought Fiber One muffins you had to make. I didn't realize they were pre-made.
No, they're not pre-made made. I just made them.
Oh, you made them? Why you go to?
They have ones that are pre-made. Excuse me.
You know, I watched a show called Office Space today. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, because
I liked it. So what else did you get?
Hold on.
An angel. God, is this the best fucking pizza ever?
Well, let's see. I got some Cheez-Its. As you know, I like them a lot. I got some pasta and some egg and some rulli up.
Some what?
It's a deli meat.
Roll it. You know what was weird in that movie? I was just remembered. There was a guy named Murkowski, that big dweeby guy in Office Space, and he was really into staplers.
That's true.
His name was Murkowski in the movie.
Don't hate.
Why?
So
are we done with your shopping list?
I just burped and then I farted, honey.
Yeah, I heard that other thing.
Whoops.
It sounded like a double belt.
There's a Pepperidge Farm beer, white cookies.
I'm looking at the Miami.
Got some Annie's Creamy Deluxe and macaroni and cheese. I bought some cereals, some soy milks, so I can get the cancers.
Right.
And I bought some Lean Cuisines and some bread.
You bought a lot.
I know a bunch of other random. I spent like $100.
Listen, shut up. I was just looking at the Chicago Tribune, and the front of the business section says therapists in high demand. No kidding.
Really? Why is that?
Remember?
I mean,
because everybody's
fucked.
Well,
at least for me.
Maybe I should go back to my lesbian therapy.
Honey.
Okay. Go ahead, say honey 1,000 times. I can chew.
Honey. I was going to say, everything is going so well for me. I mean, did you get presents from your listeners?
Yeah, one. No, two.
What did you get?
I got $150 from someone.
You got what?
$150.
From one person?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I don't want to say because I don't know. I don't know who says it's okay or not. I don't have my list, so I don't want to say.
Do they usually give you money?
Yeah, like once a year at least.
Okay. It's not at who or Wayne because, you know, with the eye polish, they'll give you money, I would have to kill her. But anyway, I got exactly two presents. Mm-hmm. Together, they were less than that one present that you got.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what was it? You got granola from Ron Pom.
I got 24 from a very nice listener to the Amazon. And the Justin, he gave me $50.
He doesn't like
he's
when
he's very funny. Nice. You know, he's the only one that gave me for both my birthday and for the Anacunt without bothering him.
He's very nice. He prefers to donate anonymously, I believe.
She's what?
He prefers to donate anonymously, and you blow it.
Well, can you take that out?
Fuck no.
Oh. I don't care.
Well, no, next time I want that money. So all I got the $150 and then I got the Ron Pon granola.
Oh, she didn't give me nothing either, but she hates me.
Why? Because you're ugly?
Well, she took her children to one of my satellite locations in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, her children are special, and they easily pick up on sayings. And so they started saying, lips. And then they started saying, bring your lips over here and expose them to me. And then she kind of found out about an incident that one of my staff members precipitated on them.
Listen, Cheryl.
What?
You know what? It's her own fault for giving you her kids.
True. I wasn't involved.
Oh.
I don't go to the Florida MFL yet so far.
Uh-huh. Is that how you train your managers? To teach kids how to say layups? Is that part of
it? Yes.
I'd love to see the training manual.
So, I was visiting family this past weekend.
Yes.
And one of my relatives is in two. Why?
Is what?
She's 2 years old.
Oh, two. Okay. I thought you said a Jew.
Two.
Two, yeah.
2-0.
I know what that
is. 2-0.
Well, actually, there's a W when you're using it as a number, idiot. What?
What?
What? He's two. She's two. And?
She is sitting there, and I was talking to my sister, and all of a sudden, you know what word she said, because I've been saying it all weekend.
Gagina?
No, lips.
Well, you always say lips. What do you mean all weekend? All your life? Lips.
Well, I know, but she picked up on it and she repeated it and said lips.
You shouldn't do that to
children. Talking about names. What?
You shouldn't do that to children. But can I tell you about I was talking to my niece, and I think I'm having a subconscious influence on her because we slept in the same room, which is why I was afraid I got lice. So she's seven, my grand niece, because you know I'm 60 almost. Hint, hint. Well, she said, she was telling her mommy, she said, Mommy, I had a nightmare. She said, Great Aunt Madge, did you hear me scream? I said, no. I was too busy snoring. And she said, Aunt Madge, Great Aunt Madge. It was terrible, Great Aunt Madge. Yeah. I had this horrible dream that we had a substitute teacher who was extremely big and fat. I said, oh, no, how big? She said, well, her body was as big as this entire apartment building. And her head was as big as that apartment building over there. But her legs were about 2 inches high.
Oh, marshmallow on toothpicks.
I don't know why that's funny. So, it scared her. Do you have any daycare center nightmare stories like that?
I heard that your mother's on gym bags now.
It's not a gym bag. It's a lunch bag. You know what? I tried to listen to that show.
I
tried to listen to that show, and I can't get through it. And I have not heard the part where that you say I talked about the gym bag or whatever. The smelly
it
bag.
It was real funny.
I don't even remember. I can't listen.
Now, honey, I did have a question about one of the...
How ugly
things you talked about in that run.
What?
I was wondering, you talked about servers. How, if you're ugly and act like a stoner and don't pay attention to people much like the Rachel, that you get tipped better.
Right.
I'm wondering, where are you getting this from?
It was on This American Life had an episode about service. It was a long time ago. Because I remember listening to it at least a year ago.
Then it has to be true. It has to be true.
What's your problem, whore?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you give the best service.
When I get shitty service.
Yeah. Hello? We're Skyping. Listen, the thing is, it wasn't shitty service that was at issue. It was the fact that and Rachel clarified this, it's not shitty service that gets good tips. It's indifference that gets good tips. You still have to have decent service and get the food and everything.
No.
But if you smile and like, oh, how are you? Then most people will be like, fuck you. I'm like that. Oh, God, ant on me. Why do they have ants when it's 20 degrees below zero here in Chicago? And lizards too, Cheryl.
Well, because you're in Florida.
I am not in Florida, you dumb fucking bitch.
Sorry.
Why do you have to lie? Why you gotta make up things? Now you know how you...
Yeah. So when are you going back to Chicago, honey?
I'm in Chicago. You mean North Chicago?
Right.
Wayansting.
Wayansting. I hope you're going to use some of the black.
What?
Black clip.
Oh, God. Wayansting. You think I care? Seriously.
Did you hear in my grum how I put that clip board? a few times of a black scene heard.
It was weird. Yeah, I thought I heard that, and I thought I was hearing things.
That's the black woman on the YouTube saying heard.
Oh, it was very subtle. Like, you know what I listen to in the car on the way down here? Even though I don't have a car, and even though I'm not down here, I had to go all the way back to a show of yours from about January of 07, no, of 08. Cheryl sings Holiday, she sings children's songs. The one that was hosted by Lady Blacktastic. I listened to the whole thing.
Did you enjoy that?
Very much so, and I'm very upset that you have not done a record album since then.
Honey, it's too much work. I don't got time.
How come you have time to talk to everybody and their mother all day on the goddamn internets?
Excuse me?
You're like everywhere on the internet all the time. You're always on there.
No.
Except when you're in the car. Yeah, it's true. You're always on that fucking thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, the red monkey said hello. I was talking to her earlier.
Hi, Red Monkey. Red Monkey, send me some money, please.
He don't have no money.
Yes, he does. Why not? Did he see a pussy?
No.
He's seen lots of mussy. I know that.
He also don't like you.
Oh, fuck.
Huh?
Let's not start that again. What were you going to say about him?
What?
Just go ahead with what you were saying, you dumb thing.
You better call me back, honey.
Why? Okay.
Oh, you're better now.
Let me move the thing closer to the... I'm afraid to be too far away from... I don't know what happened here. Prayer.
Yes.
Just like a prayer.
Just like a prayer. All lips are there.
Well, my family...
It's like eight scream to me. Now, anyways, as I was saying, the red monkey was telling me that he really enjoyed when I was mean to you. He also said...
When were you mean to
that
me?
...that he enjoyed...
When were you mean?
Did you hear the Craigslist ads I read today?
What do you mean?
They're real good.
I got the one you sent me with those horrible pictures.
Oh, honey. Well, go to my Twitter, because I've read about 5 Craigslist ads, and they're very dirty. Very dirty. And you'll really enjoy them. I know you need content, so there's some content.
You want to read them now? Can you read them? Because
You stupid whore. I already recorded them. They're already in MP3 format.
Did you post them?
I posted them on Twitter, you stupid bitch, if you fucking listen.
But they are on your podcast feed or no?
No.
Why the hell not?
Because.
Because what?
Because they're not a podcast.
Why not? Why didn't you?
I don't want them to be. I have a professional program and an image to maintain. Unlike you, I'm a professional.
Professional what? I'm eating more. This one is has basil and the pet tomato.
I don't like that.
Go ahead, talk.
How?
With your mouth. Pick a hole. Pick a hole, any hole. Something wrong with your throat, Cheryl?
That was juicy. Did you hear that?
Hmm?
I also wanted to say that one of my good friends, John, said hello.
Who?
John.
Should I know who that is?
No, I don't think so. He's one of your listeners, too, and he says hello. He's very sexy.
What's his last name?
I can't say. Sorry.
Can you?
Sorry, Nate's chops.
Well, what's the point in telling me he said hi when you can't let me know who it is?
Well, it doesn't matter. Why it matter?
Yeah, exactly. So why'd you say it in the first place?
Because he wanted me to tell you hi.
Well, I don't know who's saying hi.
Okay. I'm going to name up all of them. Anyways, as I was saying, you need to play one of my Craigslist ads.
And you said you Twittered this.
Uh-huh. Twitter.com/CherylProlapse.
Right. Let me split the recording on the hijack, and that way I'll know where to insert it. Here is one of Cheryl's recordings.
Right.
Okay, now we're done. That was great, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You should really listen to one now so you can like it.
I can't listen to it. What do you mean, while we're doing the show?
Yeah.
But, Cheryl, then
why
I can't.
Why are you so stupid?
Because I'm eating.
Well, then should we? I mean, how long is it going to take you to eat?
Well, there's a lot of pizza to eat and be eaten.
You can eat all of it. She didn't tell you you could do that, yuck.
She said I could have up to 3.
I like that she gave you a limit. You can have up to 3 pieces. What's she going to do? Eat the rest?
No.
She just don't want you to eat. She don't want you to be fat again, even though you look easy.
All right, so you want me to play this goddamn thing?
Yes. Ooh.
All right, let's look at
Twitter. I don't know which one. I mean, there's a lot.
This is horrible, Cheryl. You're an
horrible
asshole.
Horrible. Horrible.
Okay, it's Twitter. What's your name? Cheryl Prolapse? Yes. Wouldn't you know?
Play-ho. Play-ho.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see. Tiny Earl, turn me into a sissy baby, that one. Or I want your eye washed. I want your eye washed schmegma. There's a bunch of things. Man toilet. Man toilet hungry and desperate to eat your shit, that one. All right. Now, Cheryl.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's 2 links. I get it. Okay. Now, I'm going to unplug you. So unplug your phone so we're going to hear an echo. Test it.
What?
Okay.
No.
Keep talking. I need to check my levels. Talk.
Hello.
Okay, no, shut up.
Man toilet hungry and desperate to eat your shit. 39 Upper East Side. You need the shit? I need to be your toilet. I'm a great toilet. I will eat and drink all you have to give me. After you get off of my rim chair, your ass will be cleaner than when you sat down. I can have the times and a cup of coffee waiting for you. I am your toilet. Use me the way you want and need. Swallowing your cock and drinking your cum would be a great added bonus if it would please you. It's up to you. I'm an obedient sub and can be a willing masochist if you need to be a sadist. Sir, my mouth is open. My tongue is ready. Please, sir, I'm hungry. Keywords, raunch, scat, shit, pig, SM, master slave, eater, slut, BDSM, sadist, masochist.
Lovely.
You should read the first one, honey, that I posted today.
You mean play it for you? Play it, play you?
Yes,
which
first one I
posted. The Asian pussy.
What? No. That's good too, but
kinky,
you can
ass,
do whatever you want.
Kinky ass shit from San Francisco?
I think so.
Yes?
Which ad is that? Is it the ad, the link, and it's a bunch of pictures. Right?
Oh, I don't know, Cheryl. Here, let's just listen. Shut up.
Kinky ass shit. M4MM61 Castro Upper Market. I'm looking for something very specific, and if you can't fulfill it, please do not respond. First of all, you must have a baby face and the physique of Rosie O'Donnell. Minimum 7 piercings and at least 1 on the genitals. Yellow teeth and bad breath are a particular turn-on for me and the missus. And don't you dare watch that crusty bung fool. We will begin the day by shoving hair and gunk from my sour grain up our respective assholes. Following this, an intense session of fart boxing will transpire. Next, we will hug to lie each other and go at it. By the way, no kissing and absolutely no talking. My young mail order wife, fresh from the Ukraine, pictured below with our cat, will come into the room shortly after the hook tie and shows dental floss up her bloody snatch. She's on her period. We'll then remove the floss using our tongues and use it to floss our ass cracks. The finale of the day will involve an interpretation of Shakespeare's Hamlet in my wife's native language. I'm sure you probably don't speak Ukrainian, but that's okay. Well, I have prepared scripts, and a few mispronunciations will be acceptable. My cat will watch with envy. They will probably want to play some water sports and scat, but we will have to resist with all of our might. The evening will conclude with oysters and green onions, as we watch reruns of Seventh Heaven. You will then be dismissed. Please, someone help me out with this. That is my picture below, with the giant trout and my giant cock. Serious inquiries only.
Why the oysters and what? Oysters and what?
Green onions. Isn't that the best? I put those out there. People kept messaging me, Cheryl, why are you writing these ads? And I'm like, I'm not writing the ads. Have you ever looked at Craigslist? I'll tell you another one if you want. The ads is real nice.
Hold on. I have to go back upstairs because this is disturbing to my hosts, I think.
Why, honey? It's very natural. It's perfectly normal. They write ads like this.
Wrong. You're wrong.
Maybe the person that wrote your personal spat on the Craigslist could be a little more creative and learn from layups.
Layups? Learn from layups?
Layups. Do you like the photos on that Craigslist ad?
Yes, Cheryl, I do very much so. How the fuck many hands do you think I have? I'm holding this goddamn laptop with these transmitters, the headphones, the microphone, and I'm sticking pizza in the goddamn Frigidaire.
Sure.
And you want me to what now? Look at the goddamn pictures of these Chinese? You drive me fucking nuts, you dumb whore.
Dirty slut.
That's new.
I just let some gas out.
Okay, let's go back upstairs. Then we can hear some more.
Let's go back upstairs. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Corey. Are you bloated now? Did you food ate?
It's really hard to enjoy pizza when you're reading scat stories to me.
Why?
Well, it just... I mean, because it's disgusting, especially with the kitty cat water sports.
My cats will watch and will probably be tempted if they're just ludicrous. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, what they're saying is they're not into bestiality. But everything else is cool, as long as it's dirty.
Right.
Crusty, dirty ass. That's cool.
Don't clean your crusty bamboo.
Did you see these pictures? I don't know. I don't know if you understood, but there was a store I went shopping at called Boole's, and that's what the record at the beginning. Oh my God! I got a bunch of email from Fandy. I guess he's home. Let's find out. Fandy.
Oh, what do you say?
I say he's fat. What do you say?
Well, obviously.
Let's find this thing. He's gone crazy. Cankles. Oh, my God, I've been walking up and down the staircases so much my ankles pop and crack constantly. As I write this, I am laying on my mom's bed, on my bed at mom's house. I haven't broke anything, though every time I sit my big fat ass down on the couch, it goes flying backwards. I try to sit down gently, but it's like trying to get an elephant to walk without a thud. If you're getting this, I should be on my way back to Tennessee. I'm hoping to find some Wi-Fi on the way home. Going home is bittersweet. You idiot.
Oh.
Please forgive any spelling errors. All right, but I can't forgive your obesity. RVs. I forgot to mention I saw several RV dealerships on the way up here. Winky. That's his signature. Is please forgive any spelling errors. He says that on every email. What a moron.
Oh, you should say that on when he sends his resume.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he does. Just stopped at a rest stop. Mm-hmm. Wow, right. Andy, your life is fascinating. Just passed a cafe called Fats with a Z. Thanks, Andy. That's really good. Oh, my God, we just stopped at a rest area in Johnson City, Tennessee. I saw the hugest ass just now. If I wasn't with family, I would have photographed it. Why the fuck not, you dumb pussy? That woman would have needed two chairs, one for her ass and one for the front.
What does he need for?
I mean, are we missing something here? I know that's mean, but oh, my God, it was huge. She was walking a dog. I could use her ass as a perch. It could use her ass as a perch.
That ain't nice.
That doesn't make sense. Birds use perches, not dogs. The ass was its own separate entity. Andy, have you looked in the mirror or on the scale of your doctor's office lately? I mean, you're really not one to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find this fat thing on the internet right now.
I'm pretty sure that what he meant was that they're on their way home and he's finding Wi-Fi sparks that send his email when he connects to them.
Right, except I got them all at once. So, which makes me think he just got home. Oh, no, he's not online. You're right.
No, you stupid. I
wish I had his father's cell phone. I could be like, listen, let me talk to that fat son of yours.
I'm sure his father would love that after digging up the septic tank and
Yeah. I researched septic tanks. I found it interesting. I liked reading about scum and sludge.
Now let me play another ad.
I thought you'd forget by now. Hold on.
Well, I mean, you're into it then, too.
Those are great. Where's my microphone? I need to finish drinking this glass of water first.
British sports.
So, what's new else?
I'm in love.
With what?
Myself.
That's impossible.
Why?
Because you're ugly.
I pushed myself out as far as I could today, and I measured it with one of those flexible tape measures.
How big did you measure
it? Evidently, you know when you don't hold the button and it flies back in? It didn't feel good. It grazed my entire prolapse.
Oh, you mean the slide ruler was your prolapse?
Yes.
That makes sense, too. All right. Sure. Let's see here. Where are we going with this Twitter? Which one did you want me to read? The Ching Chong?
Sure.
Asian pussyhole looking to be used?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It sounds like this one's from Chicago. So... Actually, I think this is that Viet Tran or whatever, Vietnam Tran, whatever his name is. Viet Tran. Okay, here we go. Let me take out your... Okay, you're back. Here we go.
Pussy hole looking to be used. 24 Belmont. Horny passive. Slutty come and go bottom here looking to be used by other males. Now. Love selfish top who's only interested in his own pleasure and pumping on a load. So... Here's the scene I want to play out. I'm looking to travel to a hot tops place. When I get there, I'll take off all my clothes and put on a blindfold. Then you walk out, guide me to wherever you want me, and feed me your hot stud cork. Yeah, stud cork in my mouth. Once you're fully hard and dripping pre-cum, pull your cock away or I'll assume their position. On the ground, on all fours, and spreading my ass cheeks so you can see my pussy winking at you. then you shove your fingers up my ass. Or even your tongue if you like to ram. Just keep on teasing it with your finger and cock until you're ready to slow in the dick all the way up my hole. And pop until you unload. BB preferred. No strings, just hard fucking. Parenthesis, plus. If you get into teasing a hot hole before fucking it, you're in the rim of my hole and teasing it with your cockhead. If you're in the pain, verbal while abusing your cock boy, parenthesis. When you're done, whore me out to all your hot top friends or whoever you want. You can keep the cash. I just want to get used. Make me take their cocks and loads wherever they want to pump and dump it into. One-liners and are you still looking will be automatically deleted. Me, 24-year-old agent Bolton, nearly 6 feet, 34-inch waist, 180 lbs, 6-inch uncut, STD-free here. Got pics for trade. You, good-looking top or versatile top. Hopefully between 20 and 35 years old, but I'll make exceptions for really hot guys. STD-free, white, Latin, Asian, all good. Got recent pics of yourself. Send your stats, STD status, and pics for mine.
Cheryl, how come you only read tags for that one first one? What about the tags?
They didn't have tags. The next one, I believe, had some tags as well.
Not another one.
I know you like the tags.
I do like tags. All right, let's go find one. Moonched.
Moon.
I don't know if I can handle another one.
Freaky, why?
I need a freaky creative dom or seeking guys with after-hours access to public restroom. Let's hear that one. Or I want your unwashed dick schmegma cock cheese.
That one's very short.
Okay, which one should I read? I'm only reading one more. I mean playing one more.
Which one's over there
last? Sissy baby girl. Did I already read that? I don't think so. Transform me into a sissy baby girl. Seeking guys. I want your unwashed dick schmegma. Seeking guys
no,
with.
No, not that one.
Seeking guys with after hours access to public restroom.
So either after hours restroom or the sissy baby girl. They can look at the ads.
I'll do the
restroom. Links on there.
I want the restroom, so. All right. My eye itches. Hold on, my eye itches. I gotta scratch my eye before I listen to this. Public restroom. This is New York.
Okay.
Here we go. This better not be too long. I can't handle this shit. After this one, we're done.
Seeking boys with after hours access to a public restroom, NYC. I'm seeking a guy who would get off on having me strip naked and making, having, watching, or encouraging me to lick the seat, rim, and inside of toilets there, and maybe even the floor around the toilets and the inside of the urinals. It could be a public men's room, a semi-public one, or even a gas station men's room, or nasty little restaurant men's room. I can really get into picking out on some nasty toilets
Jesus
or guys to get off and watching me, or even better, directing me to crawl naked through a public men's room, use my tongue and mouth on each of the toilets there, even
though
I'm gagging and recoiling from the nasties of the toilet and taking his mouthfuls of water in the process. I'm not looking for someone to mess the restroom up before I get there, but you definitely do have to tidy up the restroom before I get there either. I mean, you don't have to do that, honey. I'm willing to do this as is, wet floor, shit splattering, and toilet paper stuck to the
rule. All right, hold on. Sorry, Cheryl. I had to end it. We're getting preempted. There's an emergency. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. There's an emergency.
What is that?
You'll see. Hold on. Emergency. Sorry to preempt this schmegma Craigslist call, but we have an emergency.
Andy Mouth.
Excuse me. And AIDS.
Hello. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Hello. And
And dates.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, you sound skinnier.
Andy.
Fuck me.
And AIDS. Hello.
What's eating Gilbert great?
It's got a lot of cats in it. And AIDS.
Uh-huh.
Where do you get the nerve calling somebody fat?
Honey, this woman, that ass, had its own zip code.
Cheryl?
No. Look at yourself, honey.
No.
Did you lose weight while you were gone? Because obviously you were having some more movement.
Andy, how much do you figure she weighed? I mean, if she was big to you and you weigh 450.
More than me, and I kid you not, more than me.
How much more?
But notice that she was not housebound like you've been.
Andy, the question is, are you back in Tennessee now?
Yes, I'm at home.
Well, then you are an idiot. Why did you come back to that house? Why didn't you just stay at one of the rest stops with the fat lady? You could have gone home with her.
Or stay with your mother.
Yeah, or just go to the nearest landfill and sit down.
Well, I wanted to.
And? Instead, you're back to the septic tank that you have to dig out because you shit so much.
Well, let's just put it this way. It's motivated me a whole lot more.
To do what?
To get the fuck out of here.
Good.
So what did you do? Tell us about your trick.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There was really nothing to it. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, except that...
That you're huge.
Did you get all the emails I sent?
Yes, I did, but I got them all at once.
Okay, go read them. You have to read them.
I did read them. I read them on the show.
Oh, okay.
I read them all. But it was upsetting that I got them all at once. Why didn't I get them as they were going?
I couldn't find an open access point on the way home, so I just had to send them when I got home.
Well, that's fine. I love how your closing signature says, please excuse spelling errors. That is moronic. You can't use that as a signature.
It's a feeling, not spelling.
What?
Is that what you put with your resume, too?
No.
Now, honey, what you do on this trip?
Eat.
Well, we didn't really eat a whole lot.
Right.
No, seriously, there wasn't really a whole lot of eating going on. And
your mother was like, Andy, it's time to go for a diet. We're having fettuccine with whole wheat noodles.
Jello.
I swear, every time I think I made two trips to the fridge, and that was it. I'm not kidding you. Because that woman, oh my God, that woman.
Which one? Your mother?
Huh? Uh-huh, yes.
What about her?
She's concerned about my health.
You're kidding.
Oh, why? Why would a mother be concerned about your health?
Well, she didn't want me to get diarrhea from the cheese ball.
Did you tell her about the septic tank incident? Did your father tell her?
Oh, she knows about it.
What did she say? Andy, you shouldn't clog septic tanks. There's only room for so much sludge and so much... What's the other thing? Scum.
Well, they have theirs pumped every so often.
Well, they exactly.
They must be rich.
Because you're so well.
Does everybody in your family have a septic tank?
Mostly.
Okay.
So now, Andy, so she's concerned about your fat.
So she changed...
Does that mean she's going to go to the doctor?
Hold on. How down? How down?
Okay.
Go ahead.
She says I've lost weight since Thanksgiving.
She lies. What else?
She can help you go to the doctor?
No.
Okay, nice. She's very concerned. And
well, but she told me that she's not taking the thyroid medication either. So.
And she's not.
Why?
Here.
What?
But she's not fat.
Is she fat?
Yeah, she is.
How fat?
Oh, a good role model. Okay.
How fat? Green fatty?
Well, at least you'd be
not as...
I mean red fatty.
She's not that big.
Purple fatty?
Honey, there's going to be a half-ton teen. I wonder what color he'll be. There's a half-ton teen on TLC on the first.
No, Griselda said there was half-ton gay coming up. Half-ton gay, yeah.
No, she was joking, but half-ton teen, so I wonder what color he'll be. I hope it's not yellow fatty. Did it grum without telling you, Andy?
You mean?
Not tonight, mm-hmm.
Half-ton yellow fatty? So what did you have for dinner? Just tell us what you ate for dinner, please.
Which night?
Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner, of course, you know, is the usual turkey, mashed potatoes.
Ham.
Hello.
Okay. Just keep talking. Don't worry about that.
Of course, it was the usual mashed potatoes, turkey, green beans.
Hello. Ham. I'm on vacation until January 2nd, if this is an emergency.
Oh, fuck you. Sorry, I forgot she's an Aspen. Go ahead. So you had all that boring Christian shit. So.
Yeah. And then the night before that, the night that we got there, we had tuna croissants.
What?
And
what?
Yeah.
Ew. What?
That's disgusting.
Wait a minute. Like the croissants and you put the tuna when you bake them?
No, they're already baked.
Weren't they soggy?
Oh my God. Not baked
Ew.
Tuna. Was it baked tuna? Like a baked melt? Like a tuna melt?
No, it was like a sandwich just on a croissant.
From Costco? Like the little...
No, honey. Did she bake the croissants? But
no,
before you bake
them.
You put the... Okay, so she... Okay.
And you just slice them and you put the apple... I mean, not the apple, but the tuna.
Gross, okay.
Did they have freezer burn?
What?
Did they have freezer burn?
Did they freezer burn?
Cheryl, I don't have much patience. Will you explain?
He's asking if it was frozen at some point for years and got freezer burn.
No, they were fresh.
This was a special occasion, okay.
How is it that Cheryl could explain, that people understand that crackly-ass, inside-out voice better than mine?
Because you're stupid. Now, did you leave her house and go to civilization?
Yes, I did once. We went to the McDonald's.
Did everybody point at you?
Well, there's a story.
Oh, whoa.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we went to the McDonald's, and I told my sister's husband not to get a booth seat because, of course, there
Fat
was no way that it was going
to sit. Yeah.
Well, he did. There was a seat, and it had like a booth bench on one side, and then it had a swivel chair on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't fit in the swivel chair in between that and the table, so I had to sit at the handicapped.
What do you mean at the handicapped?
It's got one side without a chair, and the other side has.
So you had a kneel?
A freestanding chair.
You had a kneel?
No.
You're lucky,
honey.
You're lucky you fit in the damn door.
True. So your only outing was to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like you didn't go walking in the neighborhood.
What did you have at McDonald's? What did you eat? Don't lie.
I ate the chicken club sandwich and fries and a Coke, and I did supersize it.
What did they say when you supersized it? Did they make a face?
No, it was a face.
Was it a retarded person working? They don't understand.
No, it was a Chinese woman.
Chinese!
Now, what other people's food did you eat that they couldn't finish that you did?
Oh, there was none of that.
Did you get a pie? One of them apple pies? Hot apple pie?
No,
Does McDonald's still have hot apple pie?
Yes.
Huh?
They do? Hot apple pie.
Yeah. Yes. It's on the dollar menu.
I like those dollar menus.
It's you and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked.
At what?
That's the only place you went. You didn't leave the goddamn house. You didn't go walking outside.
I went out. Excuse me. I did go outside. I did walk around.
You walked around by yourselves in the neighborhood.
Yep.
He went to the Dairy Queen.
There was no Dairy Queen down the road.
So how far was this? How long was the trip altogether? I mean, one way.
Well,
one way.
The trip up there, it seemed shorter, but to get there, it took, hold on. I got to figure it out.
Right. That's hard.
Yeah, well, we left at 6 in the morning. We got there at 4 in the evening.
What?
And how much gas did it, how much miles per gallon did that poor car have managed to...
Very little.
And how did you secure yourself into the car? Where were you sitting?
With a seat belt.
Do you have, you have bed sores now because you were on the floor, correct? Were right, you? It's not funny. I've seen those TLC programs when they had to get the fanny in the van. Honey, come on. They cry because when they're trying to struggle to get in the van, and they're crying because they can't get in.
And then they and then they interview the father. I never knew she was that big. Damn, till I seen her out on that tarp like that. I never knew. How I thought to myself, how'd she get that big?
And then the black's making food in the background, frying up some fish and some french fries and some cookies. How does she get so fat? I don't know. And you know, one of my friends, I told he just watched that program, and I said, didn't he like the black that cooked? And he's like, yes. I wonder if they made him sleep on the porch.
Oh, my God. Andy, are you trying to tell me you were seated in an actual seat?
Yes.
Not in correct. The cargo hold? How did that happen? Yeah, how could you
did
possibly
they have a seatbelt extender?
Of
no,
course.
Not
a, wait no. a second, Andy. This doesn't make sense. I don't understand what kind of car. I mean,
it's a van.
A van.
It's a
Ford Astro van. Ford Astro.
But, Andy, what? If you weigh 450 pounds, I don't understand how you could fit in a normal seat with a normal seatbelt. Are you really less than that?
Yeah, I got in there and I fit. Somehow.
Is it just because your fat is so gauchy that it was able to sort of...
That's a good question. It's a fair point.
Because if you put it all into the pamphlet, it's like one of those, what do you call it, when they have bladders, like in the Goodyear blimp. You know how they, I don't know if you know how these blimps work, Cheryl.
Maybe he lifted his stomachy up and then placed the seatbelt underneath and then lowered his stomachy. If he got in a car accident, he'd be dead. It would cut him in half. Cut off his penis. Maybe that's a good idea for the weight loss surgery. Cheap.
You know, if I lived with my mother, I'd lose weight. That's for sure.
Why?
Because I didn't go to the refrigerator but a couple of times because I was scared to death that woman was going to tell me not to get something out of there.
But a couple of times. What did you get?
The first, well... orange juice and sparkling
sweet
grape
tea.
Juice.
Sweet tea.
No, we had
I
that.
I love sparkling grape juice. Love that.
Empty calories are delicious.
Well, Andy, I had quite a weekend too, which you will hear about soon.
What?
Who
it's
just
very
farted?
Boring.
Who just who just farted?
It might have been me.
Sure was a little fart.
You heard that. You heard that.
I did hear it, but it sounded like it should have been a lot bigger coming from that all prolapse thing of yours.
Oh, well. My prole. My prole has been falling out.
Andy?
Yes?
What are you going to do for New Year's?
I will probably be right here.
Stationary.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
Sandy, I'm enjoying the video of you decorating your tree.
Really?
Because
I'm glad you did.
I had a chance to see your obesity, low life, and in living good.
How did you get to see the tree if he was in it?
because he sent it a video and posted it and had it scheduled to be released the day that he left. And the video downloaded onto my computer, and I viewed it later that day.
No, you don't understand
and
what I'm asking.
You can hear the floor creaking underneath him. You can see his fat jiggle as he maneuvers around the tree.
And what's the website?
And you can see the sweat on his brow. What?
Andy, not Andrew, that one?
Or yes.
Andy, yeah?
Yes.
Andy,
yes.
Not Andrew.net. But what I was asking, Cheryl, is not literally how you were able to watch it, but wouldn't he, how could there be room in the frame for him and the tree unless he were behind the tree? I don't see how Andy could be in the frame and not
the
cover
wide
the
angle
tree.
Lens.
It's a wide angle lens.
Who bought you that?
And it's a very small tree, especially compared to him. It's about maybe a foot tall. It's very small.
Well, all the more reason not to be able to see it.
Well, I don't know. It's a miracle what you can.
The Christmas miracle.
They decorated very poorly, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, very poorly.
Walmart.
Borrowed ornaments.
Yes, you know, I bought some cooler at the Walmart the other day.
Well, you certainly sound like you're in better spirits, and AIDS.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
But I wonder what that means.
Did you get the email about the cankles?
Yes.
Okay, did you
have
enjoy
cankles?
That one?
I read it, yes.
Okay.
She didn't enjoy it, though.
Cheryl, don't be rude.
Well, so was your bedroom upstairs, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Honey, do you have your own bedroom there?
How did you get upstairs?
Wait a minute. That is fucked up, I'm sorry. That is completely fucked. Because
I have my own
bedroom
and bathroom.
You have your own bedroom and bathroom, and yet you're not living there.
Why the hell?
Why?
Well,
Why? Andrew Melton.
Why?
I mean, I can't think of a good excuse right now.
Because he doesn't want to go on a fucking diet. He doesn't want to go up the stairs? Because you don't want to go up the stairs.
No, it's not that.
What is it then?
Yeah, well, I can't really discuss it at the moment. It's something I've got to think about. Huh?
Can't you?
No, it's something that I need to think about, and I haven't really came to a conclusion about it yet.
What kind of conclusion? I mean, listen to your program, listen to my programs, listen to what happened in that crazy-ass, creaky floor, septic tank with the little child's house on it. And the house you live in right now, where you throw the trash over the hill. I mean, I could go off. You
food
can't get no health care. It's a Walmart 4 hours away.
Food stamps.
Plenty of food is 2 hours away. Food stamps. Yeah.
Can't afford fiber. Can't afford fiber.
No, and I mean, you know, I mean, the man who signs for your package is man cussed.
Andy, I hate to concur with Cheryl, but what possible debate could there be in your mind to not want to stay there? I mean, even if she's the biggest bitch on earth.
And your dad's going to be mad at you because you're not there for him to treat like crap.
And treat your crap while in the septic tank and dig it up.
Yes.
That's true.
So now, how long is it going to be before you can get your ass over there again? I'm sorry, asses.
Thank you. They both deserve the utmost of respect.
And your perch.
That was her perch, not mine.
When can he get your perch there again?
I'm going to get a hot tub putting my perch.
Come on.
Andy.
Yes?
You're leaving us slightly baffled. That's all right, I guess.
No, it's honestly something that I need to write out and explain to myself, really, because there's a lot to it. I mean, there really is. There's a lot of stuff that you don't know. There's a huge backstory. So.
Did she rape you when you were two?
Maybe.
And that's why you can't eat anymore, because the tempting herb glued the wheels in your mouth.
Cheryl.
Made it so you can't swallow. That's the intervention.
Cheryl.
No?
Cheryl,
what?
He said there's a huge backstory.
Oh, sticks in the bed, honey. Sticks in the bed. Come on.
Huge.
Oh, honey.
Tremendous backstory.
Honey, I recorded a breakfast dance for you today, so you can enjoy those tonight as well.
Oh, giddy.
Okay, and guess what? This show's fucking over. Andy, maybe I'll call.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rachel and I are doing New Year's Day, since New Year's Eve is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Cool.
So I hope you've had will have time to think this through, and we can have a real discussion as to why you would prefer to stay in a house full of deer meat, septic tanks, unwashed duty panties, and... What else, Cheryl?
Excuse me.
I don't know. Why? You're going to have to answer to me and Rachel.
Okay.
I agree. That's a good idea.
And meanwhile, I will watch your video about Christmas at the Meltons. Ugh.
Gross. Enjoy.
One last question, though. How hard did you really have to huff and puff? How long did you have to rest after you walked up the stairs?
It was a climb. It was a good climb.
So, like, how winded were you at the top, or did you have to rest during the climb?
Rest,
honey. It was.
Did you need a walking
stick? 20 minutes.
Seriously?
Every time I'd go up there, Mom would ask me why it took me so long to go to the bathroom.
Did your life flash before your eyes?
Did you tell her about the roids?
Oh, yeah. I told her about that, and the diarrhea and all that fun stuff. She knows about all that stuff, so.
Well, you're just all.
Did your roids hurt as you were going up the stairs?
No, so, you know what? They might be gone.
From Cheryl.
Really?
Because they haven't been bothering me the past few days.
Hey, I'd be healing the fatties. All right, I gotta go, honey.
Me too.
All right,
good
bye,
night.
Cheryl.
Good night. Good night.